Dean Ingram, the president of the Newfoundland Labrador Teachers Association. Thank you, sir. You've been waiting patiently. Sorry for the delay. You want to talk about substitute teachers, excuse me, and the need to work to get them the shortage addressed. Is that right?
Well, absolutely. And first of all, Tim, thanks for having me on. I do appreciate it. But I would be remiss if I didn't start off by saying, with regards to your previous caller, Robin, while everyone's certainly entitled their opinions, such as they are, I think that commenter certainly illustrates all the more reason why we have to have the honest, forthright, direct discussions about this issue. I can't stress that enough. These are things that we all have to engage with. And yes, it will be uncomfortable discussions to have, but they're discussions that absolutely need to be had.
Well, you would remember, just a quick diversion on this, Dean, and your teachers would remember, I mean, growing up in our public school system, and not the teacher's fault at all, I mean, curriculum in the day didn't really address what happened to our Beothuk people, right? And now that's all changing, and that's good, but that's all part of the uncomfortable conversation, so good for you as the head of the teachers' union for pointing that out, because your union members play such a key role in telling the stories and creating the environment for people to learn in a comfortable space with uncomfortable conversations. So thank you for raising that issue.
I think that's very well stated and certainly accurate. Certainly at the end of every year, every school year, it behooves us to give congratulations to our graduating students who are moving on with their lives, certainly our retirees as they move on to the next stage in their lives, and I wish all of them, both groups, all the very best. But I think stating the obvious, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty currently in our Newfoundland Labrador school system, dare say school systems across the country. There's a lot of uncertainty, and these are being certainly particularly affected by our substitute teachers, acutely so. The issue of a shortage of substitutes was a real one before COVID. I know in various parts of this province, they were certainly problematic in finding access to enough. And periodically, even here in the Metro St. John's area, we're seeing situations where schools simply couldn't have access to substitute teachers. One administrator shared with me pre-COVID that they had to make 68 phone calls one morning to try and get someone to come in.
Wow.
68 calls to get a substitute teacher availability. And it's a growing concern. Just to illustrate why COVID has certainly put even new emphasis on this, and this is really, we do a press release out this morning addressing this, is that for our substitute teachers, is that in order for a substitute teacher with 5 years university training without dependents to exist above the poverty line, and this comes from Statistics Canada, they'd need to work one out of every 2 days just to stay at that poverty line. For someone with 7 years university training, they need to work 1 day of every three. Now, you adjust that, of course, depending on the number of dependents, but it illustrates some of the precarious nature of substitute teachers' work. Like many sectors, they rely on accruing hours, and there's been a tradition of, and rightfully so, other industries, the fishery being one, other industries that depend on hours, measures being taken to get them through that gap. Our partial contract teachers, they are very limited on what they can access through CERB and EI eligibility because of the nature of the
contract.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you about that. So how is CERB impacting your workforce? Because you hear in other workforces, and in substitutes, as you acknowledge, would be the obvious people you would think would try to qualify for CERB if the teaching opportunity didn't exist for them. So have you seen CERB had an impact, or is it too hard to tell because the school system is affected, or teaching in school has been put on hold because of COVID?
No, what we see with our partial contract teachers, and this is where there's dynamic, and I actually met with the commissioner for EI along with some of our staff on a national conference call regarding this very issue. The commissioner acknowledged there were some very unique things related to education that need to be addressed. But the needed to be addressed, and having it addressed, there seems to be a bit of a gap there. With our partial contract teachers, take for example someone that's on a quarter-time contract. We have a number of them throughout the province. In order for that position to be financially viable for that person, and able to live in some of these communities, accepting a quarter-time contract, for one example, they're only able to make that economically feasible if they have access substitute time to top up their income through that. These are things that aren't available now. So going forward, how many of those individuals will be able to accept those part-time contract positions because they simply aren't financially able to do it? They just aren't able to do this. We have reached out to our federal MPs for numerous letters and correspondence. We've reached out to our MHAs. I know that our members have done the same thing, outlined the concern that is there. The concern we have going forward is that unless there's some relief measures put in place, unless there's something stabilize the system, what we already have is shortage of substitute teachers in the system. This will be one that will get dramatically worse. Our province cannot afford to have young professionals, A, leave the profession, or worse again, leave the province in its entirety. Several of our substitute teachers have reached out to me directly and others saying that they have already made plans to leave the profession, whether it's adopting a teaching English, for example, online. Okay. There's those that are looking at leaving the province. I can say that COVID will pass. It absolutely will pass at some point.
But at what cost? Yeah.
It will pass. But what we do see as well is that other jurisdictions on a regular basis are coming into this province looking to hire our province's teachers, our substitute teachers. A lot of our
They did with our nurses and health professionals before. That's fascinating how that happens.
Is there. The challenge then becomes is that if you're a substitute teacher that right now is sitting in an economic hole, which many of them are they going to make the decision to try and see what the fall will bring? Or will they accept a full-time position that they may want to stay in the province, but really for economic reasons have no choice but to accept that out-of-jurisdiction position or another position altogether? And so these are real concerns.
One quick question. We got about 30 to 45 seconds for you to answer, but I'm sure you can answer it. So what is a solution you would like to see? Some sort of guaranteed contract for substitute? What is one solution you would like to offer?
I think we need to look at a solution. We know that physical distancing measures will likely be a part of the school system in the fall.
Okay.
We look at that physical distancing. The only way you can physically distance students is if you reduce class size numbers. As I mentioned last week in various media things, you can't cut a teacher in half. If a commitment was made to actually hire teachers on to allow for the necessary physical distancing measures, that would actually be one way. It would provide stability and something those substitutes could look to, which would cause them maybe to rethink leaving the profession or leaving the province. Without measures, what's already a problem will likely become a more acute problem.
Yes, an interesting idea. Good idea. Be interested to see where it goes. We'll see if Minister War has some thoughts on that. Thanks. Again, thank you for waiting. Thanks for your time today, and good luck as you move this forward, Dean.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. That was Dean Ingram, the president of the Newfoundland Labrador Teachers Association. All right, time for another break here at VOCM. And when we come back...